Keep it up and I'll raise hell on you!
Don't tempt me.
Well, we were hoping you might be able to assist us. And
is your friend, is that warlock a follower of a demon, or the devil himself?
We've been led to believe it's the devil himself.
Yeah, the devil himself. I've been looking to go toe to toe with the fallen angel for many a year.
So he's half good?
I will happily go against this foul beast for the low, low donation of £50. After all, I have to keep up the charity work.
God, all right, this is sad. Did everyone?
Oh, that's it. Okay, I can handle it.
McDonald goes, I hate.
That is pretty low. You're just gonna get more for our churches.
Don't tell him that.
It's unchristian to be greedy. As you will notice by the humble church in which I serve.
What is it, the huge stained glass, the huge statue?
No, this is actually humble.
This one is the very simple place.
Well, yeah. Not Christian, so I suppose that makes sense.
Well, if you are heathen, then I suppose that is your own choice. So long as you do not give an offering to Beelzebub himself. Beelzebub.
The devil.
I thought his name was Lucifer. You're saying
he has many names. But I don't think Beelzebub is actually Lucifer. I think he's a
he's a separate demon.
He's Lord of the Flies, right, or something like that.
He is the demon of filth and excrement.
Yeah,
that's right.
What about Diablo and Mephisto?
Mephisto is actually someone completely different than Diablo.
And
Diablo is just Spanish for devil.
Bale.
Right. Anywho.
Bale, he's a demon or a devil from the...
Yep. My friends just call me Beale.
I'm a Capricorn.
It's like, I will not be found dead in Georgia.
Oh my god!
Okay, so we recruited an American.
There's a
Dan Cooper.
No, it's Stephen.
Stephen Lynch.
Yeah, Stephen Lynch.
Oh, Stephen Lynch.
And his My Name Is Satan is actually the name of the song. It's all about Satan singing.
Random tangent. Something you might be interested in. Later this month, they're coming out with a Supernatural anime series on DVD.
Interesting.
I
thought you said. I know you said random. I heard granny.
Granny thought or
granny tangent. I was like, granny.
Random. It's just for some reason that reminded me of Supernatural, so I thought you might be interested.
What were you doing with Lucy? Okay.
So, well, I suppose if you are willing, then when would be the best day for you to?
I will pack up my things right here, right now. I travel very lightly.
How many suitcases?
He only has one suitcase and a Bible. He's got this, you know, kind of... he just puts on a bowler cap. It's got a hole in it, and he kind of has a suit that seems a bit old.
My name is Satan.
All right, let's go ahead and pause the recording while Jenny plays the song.
Yeah. If any of the listeners were interested, just go look up Stephen Lynch.
All right.
But now,
I like this thing exposed.
I've actually heard that song before.
You just forgot about it?
Mm-hmm. I don't normally... I didn't really care for much of his stuff, so...
Alright, well... Is there anything else you guys want to pick up while you're here? If any place in the U.S. has something you're looking for, probably here in New York.
I'd like to find a wand that shoots magic bolts.
There are plenty of curio shops if you want to go... perusing. Though, of course, you, as an upstanding Englishman, will not be seen entering those shops.
I suppose not.
Manacles.
Sure, they found, they sent some.
I'd like to buy a science wand.
It's not a weird science wand.
No, it's just a science wand.
No words I expect.
I got a 13 minus 2 is 11 to find an upstanding place I can go to with such a thing.
Basically, you'd want to go antiquing.
Okay.
And you'd want to drag you along to actually find something that's really magical.
Oh, pool of water. That might hurt him.
Yeah, okay.
It'll burn it. It'll singe.
We get a tub of water, we take it to the reverend, and ask him to bless it.
Yeah.
If he's
the reverend thinks so.
Yeah. In terms of churches, that's really all there is to making holy water.
Lots of money.
Yeah.
All right. Since you two are looking for magic items in shops, give me a notice at minus 4. And this isn't to represent that, you know, you guys suck, but the rarity of finding a magic item in a shop.
I don't have medical.
That's a 0.
You need to get an equivalent of a raise to even find something.
I know.
Take the camera, take
your own switch. Poof! He exists!
I stand up!
So I have
this twitch in my eye whenever
I'm talking
to him about him.
You found something.
15. 15
minus 4?
Is
11. 11! Alright. You're going antiquing, going through some of these old shops. Normally you'd break into these places and steal their stuff, so you're keeping your ass for something decent. You were sitting there talking with someone, and you're chatting up and having a good time.
Probably found another Englishman.
Yeah. I'm going to see you across the pond.
Actually, this is just wasting time.
On a little plaque behind the counter, you see an old, old revolver. It's got a little plaque that says the Sure Shot, or Sure Shot. And you detect some actual power coming from that. Everything else in this place is pretty much
junk. Does it have a price tag?
No, it does not have a price tag. And you see the smiling clerk behind the counter.
Hey,
and you think he's probably experiencing a rush? He has 3 customers in his store at one time.
Hey, Whitman.
Yes?
That's one of the items we're looking for.
Ah, really? I see.
What, sir?
Or madam?
Yes? Can we have a look at that, Sure Shot?
Oh, that's real special.
Oh.
I'm not quite sure I'm really willing to part with
it. Sorry, I'm not there.
I can't take advantage of her boobs.
What is the general price of things in this store?
You know, like, $50, $70.
Which is how many pounds?
Half a pound, okay. 3/4 a pound. Most expensive things in here get up to about 5 or 6 pounds.
Okay.
I'd be willing to part with quite a bit of money for it. You see, I'm a collector.
Oh, okay. Well,
avoid naming your prices if you've named something.
Well, you know, this is a very old piece. It saved my father's, or it saved my, oh, crap.
You need the book?
No, I'm just trying to remember. When did the Smith & Wesson come out? Colt Revolver.
That's a good question.
Oh, no.
Well, I know it was around during cowboy times.
Yeah, ask one of the people with iPhones or iPads. Apparently I'm getting an iPhone over the weekend.
Over the weekend?
Yeah, my dad is insisting we all change to AT&T, so he's buying it. Of the 2 people who don't, he's getting them iPhones.
Sweet. Is the Android like an iPhone?
The Android is basically the direct competitor to the iPhone, yes.
But apps
it's a lot slower.
A lot slower?
The apps are built for iPhones, not for usually Android, so they work differently, so this works better on iPhones.
I think I might try to get that next month's check because they were advertising that are like $150.
$50, depending on which kind you get. It's $50.
If you get a 3G iPhone through AT&T, I think is what we're doing, it's $50 plus the monthly fee plus the required data plan.
iPhone 4 or iPhone 3?
iPhone 3G. The 3GS. 4G is...
I assume it's 3GS.
That was
the last one before the 4.
I think it's probably a 3GS.
Is there a new one coming out after the 5?
I have no idea. I'm sure there will be, but I don't know.
There's even a new Mac that's coming out soon, too. Probably.
Beginning. Circa 1908. In 1852, they formed the company.
Yep. It's a Smith & Wesson Model 2. Came out in about 1862.
So it's 30 years old.
Cool.
30-year-old Revolt.
All right.
What do you think?
Very well.
Save my father's life.
Oh, well, I'd be willing to give you, 30 English pounds?
30 pounds? Oh, I couldn't go nearly that low. The memory of my father is still attached to it. I at lowest, I'd have to go for 150 pounds.
150?
Ryan, I told you, let him name the price first.
Yeah, you made a mistake.
I missed that.
You made the biggest mistake in haggling.
You said 30 pounds. Andre actually said that the highest thing he's selling right now that has a price tag is like 6 pounds.
Okay.
But,
do you see any business knowledge on my character sheet?
He's a fencer, damn it. In fact, haggling is tacky at this era.
Oh.
I figured it was more acceptable in antique stores than anywhere else.
And it's also acceptable more in the U.S. than it is in Europe.
Yeah.
He does not like haggling. It's, so to speak, beneath you.
Oh, it's more prevalent in Europe nowadays.
He offered 30.
France and
yes, but not in 1882.
Right? Yeah. He offered 30, he wants 150.
Mm-hmm.
How much are you willing to pay on this? I have to say.
I'd go up to 60 pounds, maybe 70. I have 93. I don't know if I would part with every single cent that I have with
that seems like an extreme price when I pointed the most expensive. That's only 6 pounds.
Well, yes, but this has family history. This killed a Confederate lieutenant. It helped win the American Civil War.
I know there's a lot of history behind that gun. But
sorry, go ahead, finish. I just had an idea.
How about, 60 pounds?
Six? Go ahead and give me persuasion.
Do I have persuasion?
He really has to persuade him that hard?
Yeah.
It is a family memento. I mean, I can see that. Can I assist?
Six. Well, yeah, you can assist.
What you should do, you should pull out one of the mini revolvers you have. And try and bluff him into thinking it's a...
Did you take into account -2 for being an outsider?
Yes. No. No. So I don't.
Alright. He goes, I don't know, 60's just a bit too low. How about 100?
I'm sure if you talk to the 4 of us, you could get reduced Ryan's.
75?
Give me a persuasion. Two space went up.
8. I got a 9 to assist. It was an 11, now it's 9.
18 we'll call it good.
Is this acceptable?
But I get to keep the plaque.
Okay. That's fine.
Alright.
I need a pen book.
That's a lot of money, but I'm sure if you talk to some of us can.
Especially considering who we probably want to go to.
Yeah. Jessica?
Yeah.
But since it's a pistol, anyone can truly use it.
Kind of,
But the one who benefits the most from it is the one that has a pistol fighting.
You just found a rifle.
Well, that's fine. I'll use it.
Okay.
The fencer will shoot things.
Oh, yeah.
It is a magic gun. Of some
I do, too. I could use it, too.
Since it's a pistol, it's usable by anything. You don't know what it does. Ivan just told you it's magic. And of course, as you guys are walking away from the antiquing shop, pull out another pistol football.
Well, you know, honestly, we really don't care. That one's probably not magical.
He put it, he obviously didn't know it.
Just the comedic factor of it.
I know.
And then we'll have to ask the professor to actually decipher what it does.
Yeah. So. Well, hang on. Hopefully, what we're hoping what it does is you load a chamber in the bullet, fire it, and that bullet is magical.
Magic bullet?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's the gun that kills anything with one
shot. That'd be worth a magic bullet.
I'm gonna laugh. The person who shoots it just aces. Keeps acing on damage. Then if someone has the double, ha!
Laugh at the
plaque
is really the one that was really important.
That would be funny.
The plaque was the magic part. The shopkeeper knows it. He's just like,
oh, okay.
Well, you needed to know you have the magic pistol on your character sheet.
Yeah. Would shooting it tell you anything?
Maybe. You would probably have to be the one who's basically looking at it.
I was going
to
say, me shooting it? Probably not.
First, we'd have to find shooting range.
Yeah.
Or find a town.
Shooting range.
Would life take a little while.
Shoot, this is America. We can just shoot balls off of fence posts.
Not in town.
Not in New York, but...
In the east.
Depends.
In the west, yes. Not in the east.
Depends on which part of town we are in. If we go to one of the ghettos, we might be able to get away with it.
Pop, pop, sucker. But then the ghettos might start firing back.
Hey, no, like, it's useful enough, we can just kill them.
A ghetto is actually a legitimate term for what I'm talking about. It's just a collection of similar people, basically.
Similar ethnic groups.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a collection of similar people.
So can we go on a trip now?
You poked my arm.
I'm sorry?
Can you go on a trip now and go find Jack?
Jessica?
Go to the strip?
Well, since I'm shopping with you, I assume. The other thing I insist you buy is a crossbow.
I thought you said go strip, or go to the strip.
Okay.
I was like, what?
You know I can't carry all this.
That's in Las Vegas.
I'll carry the crossbow for you.
Can you carry my rifle, too?
Sure.
Okay. Because my rifle is heavy.
So just to let you know, when he rushes off first thing into combat, all your long-range weapons...
Yeah!
No, basically what it will be is, alright, quick release strap.
Alright.
I don't want us to run into the situation where a bullet is not useful, but a crossbow would be. And if we're buying, I assume we can find a crossbow somewhere. In
Or can we find wooden bullets?
No.
We can find wooden bolts?
As long as they can be fired out of a gun.
Well, the quarrels are wooden.
Huh. The what?
Yes, they are.
Yes. There is a reason I insisted she buy it. Yeah, pretty much. I figure if we have it now while I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah.
I was thinking about getting one eventually anyway.
So are we taking a coach? Or are we.
How far from New York is Salem?
Or maybe a train.
Train, then coach.
Yep. Is the Reverend paying for his own tickets, or do we need to pay for him?
He'd like you to pay for him.
Sure, it'll come from the $50 donation.
Alright, well, we all load onto the train. How much are these tickets costing?
It's just a pound. Round trip.
Okay.
What? What's gross?
Can I help you?
No.
Alright. Chugga chugga choo choo.
Yeah. Choo choo!
So, are you guys going to start in Salem proper?
I guess.
We didn't narrow it down more than that.
I kind of wanted to, but he wanted to leave immediately, so...
Well, you guys know it was in the fields outside of...
Oh, that's right. It was a church, small church somewhere in Salem, wasn't it? No.
Outside of Salem is where he was. Where he was killed.
Okay, well, I suppose we'll try and find that. See if... Maybe what we could do is ask around town, see if anybody has any specific...
All right.
Or local myths about the location where he was burned.
How did you guys arrive in Salem? You can see that this area is actually a bustling town. You'll notice there are plenty of people dressed in Puritan garb, more than likely reenactors. You can see they've even got the gallows set up over there. It looks like, you know, they've got the courthouse, which is active, and you can hear people shouting in it. And you guys can see tourists walking around.
Is there a reenactment going on?
It's a tourist trap.
Shit. Okay.
Oh, it's going...
Whoa, it's a trap.
No, it's a tarp.
So you see a number of other tourists who come from, you know, all over the place.
So we fit in. Yay!
You know, they've got, you know, like the little witch hot dog stands. And buy your own Puritan garb. And it's down in Massachusetts, so it's not terribly far.
All right. Well... I suppose we ask around and...
Can I find the locals? The true locals?
Sure. You're looking for the actual locals.
The reenactors.
Did you roll double?
Wow.
Hitman.
Of course, he's gonna find them.
Right. I am fascinated with what's going on.
You were asking around, and basically, the reenactors are the actual locals, the ones who, you know, have a living on. You find that, you know, but this town still does have, you know, like a farming community. They've actually got some farmlands outside of town. Because the area is still decent for farming.
Okay. So we'll ask them about Pumpkin Jack, maybe where he was burned.
Alright.
Local legends.
Oh, yeah! We got the... If you're looking for Pumpkin Jack, that starts 6 p.m. tonight.
Should we do this every night?
No. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Should we try to go to the reenactment and see how he died?
Sure.
I assume our reverend friend is... kind of loving this just because he's getting a chance to preach to a bunch of people, isn't he? If nothing else, he's treating this as a sightseeing slash chance to convert people trip.
Yeah, and it looks like the townsfolk here in Salem understand that, you know, the myth came from here. Rumor is that it started further up and earlier, but it started here.
Alright, so... Is that all we're going to get from the townsfolk, or is there anything else?
Most, you'll notice when you ask around about Pumpkin Jack, no one even is fazed by it.
Do they know his real name?
Oh, yes, everyone knows his real name.
What?
They give you about 7 or 8 different names.
I'm going to try and figure out if there's a Ripper community here in Salem.
All right, go ahead and give me a... Streetwise.
Does anyone want to assist me?
That's 7 to assist.
About 5, so plus 1. Do you assist, Ryan?
Not with that outside here.
Okay. 4.
4! There's, in fact, no Ripper community here. Far too much...
Tourists.
Tourists!
There's no easy place to hide a Ripper Lodge.
And in fact, you'll notice that they have specifically places that are hidden that the tourists find.
Oh, God.
Awesome. Yeah, so, well, I suppose it would make...
This is the perfect place, though, because if someone sees something, they'll be like, oh, it's part of the show.
That'd be awesome. Get a Ripper Lab, or Ripper Lodge, on your train.
Just have it go through all the time.
I'm suddenly reminded of Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
Dark Watch.
Yep.
Alright, well, let's see.
So in order to assault your lodge, they would have to jump a train?
The only thing that really sucks is if someone blows up the tracks in front of your base.
Or they just comfortable, one of the,
a sleeping cart goes this way.
So you would lose the entire section of your lodge.
And I think each of those things did happen in Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the stupid bit of the random buzzsaws of doom.
Yeah, random buzzsaw of doom. Hello.
Alright, well, does anyone have anything else they'd like to ask the townsfolk before tonight?
I want a witch burning! Look at him burn! Yay!
They've got little witch effigies that are now on fire.
Does anyone else find this really, really morbid?
I feel magic.
Burn the witch! Yeah!
They start throwing sticks at the burning witch.
But you're just not as happy as the kids. No, it's not like fire is road trapping.
You know what you have to do now, don't you? Burn the witch! Burn them all!
Let's hang the non-believers!
Remind me never to get near these kids.
Hang people! Burn people! Yay!
Good old American.
No, there is nothing American about these values. These children are... Gah!
Children today! They have no respect for them.
And remember, these were best level 2 or 3 witches. The most they could do is maybe desecrate farmland and curdle milk. Stupid lesser hexes!
Give them the evil eye.
Alright, so I suppose we'll wait until the reenactment starts, because I can't...
Alright, you'll notice that basically kind of it gets towards dark. That's when they actually prefer to do it, is actually at dark. And of course, you know, a town bell goes off, and you know, all the people are like, oh no, what's going on? And you'll notice that they've got this mob. The actors are, of course, going, quick, get your torches, get your pitchfork, we're chasing that warlock. You see a guy who's sitting there, you know, kind of stretching, you know, limbering up.
Okay, what we learn from this? Do not let Jack stretch.
And of course, you know, they hand, you know, like some of the... It looks like some of the people who were probably contacted earlier about this, some of the tourists, they actually hand them some pitchforks. Let's see.
That is funny.
Ryan, you get handed a torch.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute! I can't carry anything else!
That's
And that's only the necessities, not everything.
And basically, you know, it's actually kind of fun. You guys get to be in a mob. And you guys, he goes running off.
Catch him!
Get him! Burn him! And of course, you know, the children are participating in this and all that sort of fun stuff. And you guys go running out into the cornfield, or out into the fields. And they go, oh no, he seems to have gone missing. He must be hiding. And of course, you know, the scarecrows are the only, you know, you can see the scarecrows kind of poking up. And you can see one scarecrow, you know, occasionally goes... And you know, the people are like, oh, where are they?
Burn the whole field down.
And you'll notice that eventually some of the actors kind of go over and they start, you know, like telling the children, look, I could swore I saw something over there. And you know, they lift the children up and they're like, where? And the children are super excited by this. And you know, you see him go, and I go, there he is!
Burn him.
Yeah!
Is his torch actually on fire, by the way?
Yeah, but It's only like a small flame. I mean, it's nothing big.
It's okay. Liam would never set the thing on fire.
And you know, as you guys go, he goes, "Oh no, you have found me!" And you'll notice that this area has, you know, like stones kind of, you know, outlining where, you know, he's supposed to be, and they swap places with an effigy. All people are like, "Yay, we found him!" And then they light the scarecrow on fire. And after he burns to death, you know, and people sell